This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
There it is, right up there. It says, the Mountain Wanderer Maps and Books. With a peace sign flag.
I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. I rolled into the parking lot of the Mountain Wanderer bookstore in Lincoln, New Hampshire. I was there to meet two white mountain hiking experts, authors Mike Dickerman of Bondcliff Books and Steve Smith, the editor of the Appalachian Mountain Club's White Mountain Hiking Guide. Steve also owns the Mountain Wanderer.
Hello!
Hey, how
are you doing, guys?
Good.
You can go for a walk today?
Why not?
All right.
It's a beautiful day.
We hopped in the car, and before long, we found ourselves at one of the trailheads for...
All right, so we'll climb out. We'll go for a hike.
The Pemigewasset Wilderness Area at Lincoln Woods.
Is this the largest wilderness area in the White Mountain National Forest?
Yes. Yep. 45,000 acres.
45,000 acres. And this bridge is the gateway.
This is it. Yep. Many a long journey has started here and ended here.
We weren't far along the trail when Mike and Steve began swapping war stories from decades of walking these trails.
I fell in the stream. Do you remember it broke through the ice? Almost up to my waist in the middle of January. I was soaking wet and I had icicles. My whole pants, wool pants were like covered in icicles.
Mm-hmm. There was a... On an AMC trip, somebody broke a leg on a slide or something in the winter.
These sorts of stories are rites of passage for any serious hiker. And make no mistake, these are two serious hikers who have watched decades of change. Hiking gear, tent technology, hydration, but also within the community, on the peaks and on social media.
You know, it used to be when back in the 80s, that was strictly a weekend pursuit. Nobody hiked during the week. Now every trailhead has a car at it every day. I think, popularity of social media has really just brought more people out into the woods. They see something posted online and, oh, I got to try that. And all the locals talk about it. You drive through Franconia Notch on a Saturday from middle of May till middle of October, and there'll be at least 200 to 250 cars parked on the highway, 93, mm-hmm. every Saturday.
That's a good thing? It's kind of a two-sided coin, right?
Indeed, yeah. I mean, it's great to see, people out enjoying the mountains and hopefully becoming, advocates of the mountains and stewards of the mountains. One of the issues, I think, is how do you reach all these new people that are getting out there?
Mike now worries about novice hikers and their safety especially.
And certainly in the wintertime, people really push the envelope there. They're bound and determined to get those peaks in no matter what the weather is. And, there have been some unfortunate... More than a few unfortunate fatalities over the years because of that.
Steve has seen a lot of those trail injuries, too. As a member of the regional search and rescue team, he has a few tips to keep yourself safe on the trail.
Myself, I always leave an itinerary and a map of my intended route with my wife. Yeah, that's a basic tenet of the Hike Safe program. And, you have to constantly reinforce it with all these new hikers coming in.
And then there's the matter of protecting the fragile environment and native species whose homes these mountain trails wind through.
Where people that don't know any better tend to wander off the trail onto the alpine vegetation. And a lot of times it's just because they don't know.
Because you're damaging, getting off the trail, you're damaging some of these fragile alpine plants.
But at the same time, it's got to be encouraging to think that there's a future generation of hikers coming up who are entering into and discovering all this.
No, I think it's great that there are more people out there. We're all part of the problem, I mean, we're all out there, and whether we've been out there for 30 years or for 3 weeks, we all contribute to, the numbers of people on the trails.
As we prepared to clear off the trail ourselves, I asked Steve and Mike to try to define the siren's call that is the White Mountain hiking experience.
Well, I think first and foremost is the scenic beauty. I mean, it's a stunning landscape. There's a certain intimacy to the mountains here that I think people like. They're accessible, and yet you can go in a few miles, even a couple of miles, and feel like you're a million miles from nowhere.
When I was working on the last edition of the guidebook with Steve, I would do two or three hikes in a day, and every one would be different. Again, it might be a valley walk, it might be a scramble up a steep little peak. You just never knew what you could do, and that's what I like about the Whites. We do have that variety.
Driving home that day, I thought about how that intimacy and variety will always draw new hikers to the Whites.
They don't seem it, but these mountains are fragile. And as Mike and Steve suggest, new hikers can become the best advocates for this mountain landscape. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. My producer is Andrew Perella. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
The race for the corner office in Manchester is between incumbent Mayor Ted Gatzis.
People know that I'm frugal with the dollar, and I want to make sure that the tax rate doesn't go through the roof and that we abide by the tax cap.
And challenger Joyce Craig.
We have had 8 years of the same person, and we're dealing with the same issues.
I'm Laura Canoy, host of The Exchange. Join me November 2nd at 9 a.m. as the candidates discuss their plans for New Hampshire's largest city. And send us your questions to exchange@nhpr.org.